Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Art Diamond. Arthur M. Diamond Jr. is the title in the book, Openness to Creative Destruction. He's a professor of economics at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And Art, thanks again for being here. You got a website you want to give us for the book?
ArtDiamond.com is my main website, and there's a lot of the book on there.
All right, so check that out, folks. You'll find out more about it, and I think you'll like it. And folks, this is not some stuffy book written by an economics professor. This is a book of stories that I think you'll like. Art, and thank you, Art, for doing this. When you think of creative destruction, talk to us about a little bit more about what you think about that.
Well, I went back and forth on what title to have, as I was mentioning to you earlier. And I thought at one point of having Innovation Unbound. But the creative destruction is a title that a flamboyant economist named Joseph Schumpeter came up with. And what it captures is the fact that you have some major innovations that replace what was done before. Mm-hmm. And the destructive part gives me pause, because one thing I learned in the 15 years I worked on this project is that the destruction often takes a little while. And that gives people more time to adjust than we might think. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's incomplete, in that you still have people making buggy whips. You still have people making vacuum tubes. And what this means is that the innovation often is to increase our choices, but still allow us to have some of the choices we used to have. That also means, though, that the destruction part maybe scares people a little bit, because they worry that they're going to be out of jobs more often than actually happens. Because if people are proactive, they can adjust and anticipate what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And some of them will be able to stay. There's still one of the predictions Bill Gates had in a book in 1995 was there wouldn't be any travel agents because of online travel agencies. But there's still about half the number.
He was partially right, because the way people used travel agencies in the late 90s did change a lot, but those people retooled and became vacation experts and things like that. I mean, they did adjust.
Exactly.
And that's the beauty of the opposite of socialism, isn't it? I mean, this is what you just described, the things I just heard you say. You just described the multifaceted layering of opportunity in a capitalist system. Just because, as you say, you know, the buggy whip industry is gone, but that doesn't mean that there's no one will buy a buggy whip. I mean, there's still people, as you say, making them. They're just not making them by the millions anymore, or the hundreds of thousands. So there is destruction, there is creative destruction, but it's caused by innovation, isn't it? And we all know that innovation is the key to driving economies and to creating wealth and opportunity and lifting people out of poverty. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. And small businesses can do well by embracing innovation. When I first arrived in Omaha, there were two main camera shops, one called Dean's and the other called Rockbrook. When they had the digital cameras come out, Dean's stuck to film. But Rockbrook embraced the new technology. Dean's went out of business many years ago. Rockbrook now has expanded to three different locations. So small business, when there's these big transitions, as long as they're open to them and embrace them, can do very well.
Yeah. So when you think of you said something to me earlier about you discovered something you were surprised about with regard to creative destruction. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I had originally thought that there was I had a couple of surprises. One surprise I had was that I originally thought there was going to be a trade-off, that as consumers we would benefit creative destruction, but that as workers we would lose. And one of the big surprises I had was that in general, overall, the new jobs created by creative destruction are more and better jobs than the jobs that are destroyed. better in the sense that they're more challenging. They allow more control. You have more control of what you're doing. They involve less danger. They involve less physical exhaustion. And so that was one of the big surprises I had. And I think the biggest part of it was that the destructive part was not as destructive. We do have time to adapt. The people who are our workers and the businesses have time and opportunities. And it's not like sports. A lot of times we compare capitalism to sports. That's what the economists sometimes call a zero-sum game.
Right.
Where there's a winner, there's got to be a loser.
And that's the
beauty. But a lot of times,
that's the beauty of capitalism. It's not zero-sum. It's plus-sum, isn't it?
It is. And you can have people. Sometimes people lose in a particular a competition, but then they find something else that they like as much or better. I have examples of that in the book.
Yeah.
There was a back in Florence, there was a competition to build a door for a great cathedral, and the loser went off and figured out how to make a huge dome. And now when you go to Florence, the one thing you've got to do first is visit this guy's dome.
That's right.
So you have both the doors you can visit that the one person did, Ghiberti, and you go to Brunelleschi's dome, and there wasn't a winner and a loser. There were two winners out of
there's
that.
There's all kinds of examples like that of what you learn. What you learn from innovation. Hey, Art, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back soon?
I will do that. I've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it, too. Openness to Creative Destruction, folks. You got to find this book. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. You'll thank me later. Good job, Art. Come back soon.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
ArthurDiamond.com. Is that right, the website?
Yeah, Art Diamond.
Art Diamond. ArtDiamond.com. Check it out, folks.
Right.
And his book's available wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.